it's good to be back. It's good to be back. I was up in Brisbane last week. Doing some teaching there. I missed being with you. But I heard you had a great time with Shabbat. I'd like to be to share with you today about how we can be refreshed in the strength of God. How can we be strong in God? No doubt, many of you have gone through times when you felt really tired, and even you really haven't had hope. Perhaps it was back in Iran when you were thinking, I've just got to get out of here, I have to escape, I have to find a different way of life.
شاید این روزگار میتونسته در ایران باشه که شما داشتین با خودتون فکر میکردین که من باید از اینجا خارج بشم، باید فرار بکنم، چون اینجا نمیتونم، هیچ امیدی برای من نیست.
Perhaps some of you were waiting in Indonesia for the right boat and wondering if it would ever work out. Perhaps someone took your money and you were just in despair about the future.
شاید وقتی در اندونزی بودین بسیار نگران و مضطرب بودین و منتظر زمان مناسب و قایق مناسب بودین که بیاد و داشتی با خودتون فکر کرد که آیا این کار میکنه یا نه. شاید از هم یک سری افراد پول شما رو گرفتن و غیب شدن.
Perhaps you were on the boat and the engine had broken and you were drifting and you wondered whether you'd ever be found and you might be lost.
شاید همون زمانی که در قایق بودین و موتور قایق خراب شد و شما اونجا مونده بودین و داشتین فکر می‌کردین که آیا دیگه برای من امیدی هست.
Or perhaps it's being here and just wondering what the future holds. When will the government make a decision about your situation? Or what, you know, how can you build a life?
و شاید هم همینجا بود اون ناامیدی و داشتیم فکر میکردیم که چه زمانی دولت کار شما رو مشخص میکنه، چه زمانی میتونین یک آینده مطمئن و مشخص رو برای خودتون داشته باشین و خسته شده بودین.
It's really important in all circumstances to know how to find God's strength.
و این خیلی مهمه که ما بتونیم در هر شرایطی چطوری بتونیم قوت خدا رو پیدا کنیم.
Because there's lots of things in life that can make us tired. Sometimes work makes us tired. Sometimes people make us tired. But how can we be strong in God? How can we have that strength that gives us ability to keep going? That's what I want to speak with you about today. The passage that I'm going to speak about is from the book of Isaiah. Let me tell you a bit of the background. This is from a prophetic passage. Isaiah is speaking a prophecy from God. And this is being spoken at a time of great despair, when God's people were in great despair.
و این در زمان اوج ناامیدی و اوج شکستگی بود که این اشعیا این رو برای مردم نوشت.
They were in the process of being attacked by the people from Babylon.
و در زمانی بود که این مردم داشتن از طرف مردمی که از بابل اومده بودن تحت حمله بودند.
They hadn't walked with God, and so the judgment of God was coming upon them.
و با خداوند راه نرفته بودند و قضاوت خداوند داشت بر آنها میومد.
Their kingdom was being destroyed.
پادشاهیشون داشت از بین میرفت و نابود میشد.
And they were about to be taken into exile.
و داشتن به اسارت میرفتن. نزدیک بود که به اسارت برن.
And into this very desperate situation, God speaks through the prophet Isaiah.
و در این همچین شرایط سخت و غیر ممکنی خداوند با اونها از طریق اشعیا صحبت میکنه.
And he reminds them that it is God who has made the heavens and the earth, the mountains and the hills. That God is the one who raises up rulers and throws them down. People in their pride think they can can determine the future, but God is the one who overrules.
مردمی که به قدرت رسیدن فکر میکنن که میتونن آینده رو مشخص کنن، اما این خداوند هست که همه چیز رو برنامه‌ریزی.
He is the one who puts the stars of heaven in their place.
او کسی است که ستاره‌های آسمان رو در جاهای خودشون مشخص کرده.
And so he says, because of this, we can look to God for our strength.
و اشعیا میگه به خاطر همچین چیزی ما میتونیم به خداوند و به قوت او اعتماد کنیم.
And I wonder, brother, if you could read verses 27 to 31. Isaiah 40, verses 27 to 31. Actually, this whole chapter is a really beautiful chapter. But I want to focus on the last verses from verse 27.
میخوایم روی آیات آخری از آیه 27 به بعد
تمرکز کنیم.
پس ای اسرائیل، چرا میگویی خداوند رنجهای مرا نمیبیند و با من به انصاف رفتار نمیکند؟ آیا تا به حال ندانسته و نشنیده ای که خدای ابدی، خالق تمام دنیا، هرگز درمانده و خسته نمیشود و هیچ کس نمیتواند به عمق افکار او پی ببرد؟ او به خستگان نیرو میبخشد و به ضعیفان قدرت عطا می کند. حتی جوانان هم درمانده و خسته می شود و دلاوران از پای در می آید. اما آنانی که به خداوند امید بستند نیروی تازه می یابند و مانند عقاب پرواز می کنند. می دوند و خسته نمی شود، راه می روند و ناتوان نمی گردند.
He's speaking to someone who feels that God has abandoned them.
داره با کسانی صحبت میکنه که فکر میکنن که خداوند اونها رو تسلیم کرده و فراموش کرده.
Someone who says my way is hidden from God. God doesn't see me anymore.
داره با کسانی صحبت میکنه که فکر میکنن راههای اونها از خداوند پنهان است. خداوند دیگه اونها رو نمیبینه.
This is a person who just feels tired by life.
و این شخصی هست که دیگه کاملا از زندگی خسته شده.
And he's warning them, he's encouraging them to say there is great strength in God if you look to him.
و اشعیا داره اونها رو هشدار میده و داره اونها رو تشویق میکنه، میگه یک قوت بسیار زیادی در خداوند هست.
So what I'd like to speak about is what does it mean to wait for God when you're in a difficult situation.
و چیزی که میخوام با شما راجعش صحبت بکنم این هست که چه معنی میده که بچه جوری ما میتونیم در اون شرایط سخت منتظر کار خداوند باشیم.
It's one thing to be praising God and full of joy when everything is going well.
این یه چیز متفاوت هست که شما وقتی که همه چیزتون درست هست و در شادی هست خداوند رو بر او توکل کنید.
But what does it mean to be someone who trusts in God and looks to God when things are not going well?
اما این چه معنی میده که شما شخصی باشین که در زمانی که هیچ چیز درست نیست و شرایط سخت است اون موقع بر خداوند اعتماد و توکل؟
What does it mean to wait for God when you're in a hard place?
چه معنی میده که شما منتظر خداوند و قلب خداوند باشید وقتی که در یک زمان خیلی سختی و در یک شرایط سختی هستید؟
I'd like to mention five different ways in which we don't wait for God, in which we rush on and go do things our own way.
میخوام به شما پنج راه رو معرفی بکنم که از طریق پنج راه ما میبینیم که چجوری ما منتظر خداوند و قوت خداوند نمیشیم.
Perhaps one or more of these five ways you might be able to say, yes, I've been in that place, I know what that feels like. And at the end I'm going to invite us just to repent for the ways in which we have not waited on God, but we've run into other ways. One way in which we don't wait for God is that we become despairing. We think that everything is hopeless.
یکی از این راههایی که ما منتظر خداوند نمیشیم این هست که ما ناامید و خسته میشیم و همه چیز رو در ناامیدی میبینیم.
This is the cry in verse 27. God doesn't see me anymore. He's not paying attention to me.
این چیزی هست که در آیه 27 میبینیم که میگه خداوند دیگه من رو نمیبینه و اون دیگه به من توجهی نداره.
We give in to despair. We almost choose to be hopeless. We say there's no point in my life. I have no future.
ما خودمون رو دیگه ناامید می‌بینیم و انتخاب می‌کنیم که ناامید باشیم و بگیم دیگه هیچ امیدی برای آینده من نیست.
That's a terrible place to be when you actually accept that you have no future and you give up hope.
این یه شرایط خیلی خیلی بدی هست که شما خودتون رو در یک شرایطی می‌بینید که دیگه قبول می‌کنید که دیگه هیچ امیدی برای شما نیست.
We begin to speak words over our life that are words of despair and words without a future.
و زمانی میشه که شروع میکنیم خودمون کلماتی رو اعلام میکنیم که میگه دیگه آینده من خاموشه و هیچ امیدی برای من.
Instead of worshiping God and praising Him and looking to Him, we just choose darkness. It's like we put a blanket over our heads.
و به جای اینکه خداوند رو پرستش کنیم و او رو سپاس بگیم، خودمون رو از او جدا میکنیم و مثل اینکه یک پتوی رو روی سر خودمون میگذاریم و میگیم دیگه امیدی برای من نیست.
Imagine you see a brother or a sister in the corner and they've got a blanket over their head, they're just sitting there in the dark.
فرض کنید که یک خواهر و برادری رو در یک گوشه میبینید که نشسته و یک پتوی رو روی سرش گذاشته و در تاریکی نشسته.
And you say, my friend, why are you sitting there in the dark?
و بهش میگید که دوست من چرا اونجا نشستی توی تاریکی؟
And they say, just don't bother me, I'm just so unhappy, I'm here in the dark and it's just terrible.
و اون به شما میگه که لطفا مزاحم من نشو، من انقدر ناراحت و غیر خوشحال هستم که اینجا نشستم و دیگه هیچی رو نمیخوام توی زندگی.
I have no hope, I have no reason to live.
من دیگه هیچ امیدی ندارم، دیگه هیچ دلیلی برای زندگی ندارم.
And this sort of attitude, it denies the power of God, it's saying no to God. This attitude of despair, it's actually rejecting God.
این روحیه‌ای هست که شما رو دیگه کاملاً به شما این قوت میده که رد کنید خداوند.
Instead of looking to God and waiting for God, we choose to live in despair and hopelessness.
به جای اینکه ما به خداوند نگاه کنیم و توکل کنیم و منتظر او باشیم، ترجیح میدیم که خودمون رو جدا کنیم و ناامید زندگی کنیم.
There's another way that we can not wait for God, that we can not be waiting for God, and that is just to kind of switch off, to say, I don't care.
یه راه دیگه هست که ما میتونیم توی اون دیگه قوت خدا رو نخواهیم و منتظر خداوند نباشیم و اون این هست که شما دیگه تمام احساساتتون رو خاموش بکنید و بگید دیگه هیچی برای من مهم نیست.
It's not that you become really negative and hopeless, it's just that it's like you become dead inside, you have no more feelings for yourself or for the future.
اینجوری نیست که دیگه حالا نسبت به همه چیز هم دیدتون منفی باشه، اما انگار دیگه احساساتتون از داخل کاملا مردن و میگید دیگه هیچی برای من هیچ فرقی نمیکنه.
It's just a way of passing the time, of just getting through the days. Many years ago, I was living for a while in Indonesia. It was among the people of Aceh in the north of Sumatra. And I was writing a grammar of the language. I was doing a PhD, and to do that, I needed to live among the people.
داشتم سعی کردم که دکترای اون زمان رو داشتم تحصیل کردم و برای این کار نیاز داشتم که بین مردم زندگی بکنم.
So I listened to their language and I wrote a book about their language.
و من به زبان اونها گوش دادم و یک کتاب راجع به زبان.
I'm actually very ashamed I haven't learned Farsi.
برای من باعث شرمندگی است که اینو توی این کار توی زبان فارسی انجام
بدم. That's actually my profession is to study languages and learn languages.
به خاطر اینکه این اصلا حرفه من هست که من
زبان. I've been too busy, please forgive me. But anyway, sometimes in Indonesia, I would see people and they'd just be sitting there for hours and hours and hours doing nothing at all. I'd walk past at 9 o'clock and they'd be sitting there on by the side of the road. And I'd come by at 12 o'clock and they'd still be sitting there by the side of the road. I'll go by at 3 o'clock and they'd still be sitting there. How do these people do this? And I reckon they just had a switch somewhere, they just switch off. Switch off? Just sit there. Actually, I had to find that switch myself. Because I had to catch a bus and it was like 18 hours from Medan to Bandar Aceh. It's a very long bus trip. And this bus, they made for little people. Just And not thinking, just sitting. And actually, that's not a good way to live. And sometimes that's what people do, they just switch off. Just don't care anymore. That's not waiting for God, that's not looking to God. That's just a way of protecting your heart, and it's not good. Another way that we don't wait for God is when we act too quickly. Instead of asking God what He wants us to do in a certain situation, we just jump in and do whatever occurs to us. Sometimes it happens because we're frightened, we're worried, and so we just make a quick decision.
بعضی وقتا این شرایط زمانی پیش میاد که شما خیلی دلبوره دارین و خیلی نگرانید و فقط میخواید سریع تصمیم سریع بگیرید.
Probably the worst time in my life was when I did that once.
فکر میکنم بدترین زمان توی زندگی من زمانی بود که من یه بار خودم این کار رو انجام دادم.
When I finished my PhD in linguistics, I went to America for 2 years.
وقتی که من مقطع دکترام رو تموم کردم رفتم برای آمریکا برای 2 سال.
Actually, Debbie and I got married, we had our honeymoon, we said goodbye, and then we went to America. And we had a year on the East Coast in Boston, and then we had a year on the West Coast in Los Angeles and in Santa Cruz. And in the West Coast, in Los Angeles, our son Matthew was born. Now, when we moved to Los Angeles, it was very difficult to find a place to stay. In America, some places are cheap to stay, and some people places are very expensive.
توی آمریکا یک جاهایی هست که خیلی ارزونه، یه سری جاها هم هست که خیلی گرونه.
This was 1985.
این سال 1985.
And I had a scholarship from for an American group, and that was $800 a month.
و من یه بورسیه از یکی از مؤسسه‌های آمریکایی داشتم.
$800 a month.
و 1800 دلار در ماه این هزینه‌اش بود.
And I had a friend to try and find accommodation for us in Los Angeles, and she contacted me. She had very good news. They found a good place for us to stay. Only $800 a month. But that's all I had to live on, $800 a month. My wife was pregnant, what could we do? Actually, we managed to find a place for 1 month for $600. And I was getting very desperate, I just didn't know where we were going to live. We were going to church where we were living then. And the pastor became aware of our situation. And he offered us a situation that seems to be a good one. Actually, we had another option as well. Someone offered us to stay in their house. And they even offered us a car as well. But the pastor offered us a place in someone's home. Because I was anxious, I made a quick decision. But it turned out to be the bad decision. What we'd been offered is to live with an older lady who was about 84 years old. She was single, she never had any children. And our job, the job was that Debbie would help look after her and we would live in the house. So we have free accommodation and Debbie would help look after her.
و شرایط اینجوری بود که خانم ایشون باید از اون زن مراقبت میکردن در ازای اون اونها یه خونه مجانی رو بگیرن.
She needed someone in the home to be with her.
ایشون یک نفر رو در خونه نیاز داشت که با ایشون زمان بسپارن.
Debbie was a trained nurse, so she had lots of skills in that area.
همسرشون پرستار بودن و قابلیت های خیلی زیادی توی این زمینه داشتن.
But what we didn't know was that this lady was a very bitter, unhappy woman.
چیزی که ما نمیدونستیم این بود که این خانم پیرزن یک پیرزن به زبان خودمون گند اخلاق و خیلی تندخویی بود.
And actually she'd been stopped from having children. It's a sad story, but her mother did something to her that meant she couldn't have children.
داستانش خیلی طولانیه ولی خب مادر این زن کاری باش کرده بود که اون دیگه نمیتونست بچه دار بشه.
And she was really actually angry at Debbie for having a baby.
اما ایشون خیلی در مورد همسر مارک ناراحت بود که چرا اینا اصلا بچه دارن ندارن.
So that was a really painful situation to be in.
و این یک شرایط خیلی دردناکی برای من.
But then there was a visiting tradesman one day who had the flu.
یه روزی یک شخصی برای کار فنی وارد این خونه شد.
And Debbie caught the flu.
که سرما خورده بود و همسرشون سرماخوردگی رو از اون گرفت.
And she started coughing.
و شروع به سرفه کرد، خیلی سرفه زیاد.
When you get pregnant, all your ligaments, the muscles, all the things that hold the bones together, they go soft.
وقتی شما باردار هستید تمام اون عضلاتی که شما بدن شما رو به هم دیگه نگه دارن مخصوصا در قسمت شکم اینا نرم میشن.
But so the baby can come out. And so Debbie's ribs were all the ligaments and so on were soft. And while she was coughing, she broke a rib. She was just twisting like that and she coughed and her rib broke. You know what a rib is? Break a rib?
Yeah.
And then she broke another rib. And then she broke another rib. And you can see the x-rays, the rib never really together properly. And then when she was 30 weeks pregnant, she had premature labor. Premature labor, the baby begins to come at 30 weeks. But not all the way. So the labor starts and then it stops. So she was in incredible pain.
و یه درد خیلی زیادی داشت.
She had 3 broken ribs.
یه 3 تا دنده شکسته داشت.
She was coughing every few seconds.
و هر چند ثانیه یک بار سرفه می‌کرد.
She couldn't lie down in the bed because of the pain.
نمی‌تونست روی تختش دراز بکشه به خاطر اون دردی که داشت.
And she certainly couldn't look after this older lady because she was sick as well.
و بعدش هم وقتی نمی‌تونست از این خانم پیر مراقبت بکنه به خاطر اینکه خودش وضعش خوب نبود.
And actually I think she was being cursed by this older woman.
اما در واقع من فکر می‌کنم که او از طریق این زن از این پیرزن لعنت شده بود اصلا.
So this was very very difficult time.
و این یه زمان خیلی 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 سختی برای ما.
Were we going to lose the baby?
ما پای بچه‌مون رو از دست می‌دیم.
How could Debbie get through all the pain?
چجوری نمی‌تونه از این دردها بگذره؟
And the circumstance in the house was very difficult.
و شرایط توی خونه هم بسیار سخت.
Because the person we were living with was very bitter and angry towards us. Now, in the middle of that, there was another woman who was also 84 in the church. And when she heard about that situation, she had a guest room and she gave us a house.
وقتی که ایشون راجع به شرایط ما شنیدن دلشون به حال ما سوخت و ایشون هم یه خونه ای رو به ما معرفی کرد.
And we moved to that place.
و ما رفتیم توی اون.
If we waited the first time, that place might have been available to us because it was available all along.
اگر ما توی اون مرحله اول منتظر مونده بودیم شاید توی اون مرحله اول این خانم میتونست
And the second lady, she was just an absolutely beautiful and lovely, kind person. She was just so kind and generous to us. And when Matthew was born, she just loved Matthew so much. And she was a lot of fun, that old lady, the second one. Actually, she'd never got married either. And we heard a few years later, when she was like 86, she got married for the first time. So that was, she's quite a woman. Now, what happened was, I think I made a mistake. Because I was anxious. I was not trusting in God. As soon as something came up, I said yes to it. And I should have thought, God, I should have asked God more carefully and listened more first. I could have thought, my wife is pregnant, it's not that good if she has to look after somebody else. And that was a time in my life where I made a bad mistake. I didn't wait upon the Lord. And as we say in English, all hell broke loose.
Sorry.
All hell broke loose. Do you know that idiom? Everything went bad.
Actually,
God was still caring for us. And we ended up in a really wonderful place. But I learned through that experience the importance of waiting upon the Lord. Don't just jump into the first thing that comes
available.
So that is the danger of acting too quickly and not waiting for God.
But
this was actually happening with Israel at that time. Instead of trusting in God, they were looking for all sorts of partners with the nations around them to help protect them. And they made some really bad decisions. Now, how then can you wait upon God? What does it mean if you have to make a decision? Are you thinking of opening a business, for example? What does it mean to wait upon God? Sometimes God will give you a very clear sign that He wants you to do something. But not always. Sometimes it's a matter of just laying it out before the Lord and saying, God, I entrust this to you. I'm waiting on you. I, if this is not right, please show me. Sometimes it's just a matter of giving it a bit of time to listen to God and maybe seek some advice from somebody else. It's just being rested in your spirit and not just jumping in. Sometimes I just jump in too quickly. And Debbie will look me in the eye and she'll say, Mark, have you prayed about this? And I'll say, maybe. Another way that we don't wait upon God is that when we make judgments of other people that are too quick.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this a form of not waiting upon God?
چجوری این راهی هست که ما منتظر کار خداوند نمیشیم؟
Well, look, I believe that God calls everyone, you know, He calls them in different ways. And they might be here now, but He's calling them there, He's calling them to grow and to change. But sometimes we jump in and we criticize them and we judge them and we speak slanderous words against them.
اما بعضی وقتا ما زود میپریم اونا رو قضاوت میکنیم علیهشون جدی میگیریم و یه برخورد خیلی بدی با اونا
We might condemn them for what they've done or what they've said.
ممکنه محکومش میکنیم به خاطر کاری که کردن یه چیزی که گفتن.
And that's an attitude that's not waiting upon God to see what God is doing in their life.
و این اخلاقی هست که اخلاقی که از راه خداوند نیست و از راهی که منتظر کار خداوند
نیست. Perhaps we misinterpret their character because we don't know their story.
این چیزی هست که ما از تعریف خودمون شروع کنیم به ترجمه کارهایی که دیگران در حالی که ما در داستان واقعی رو نمیدونیم.
We jump to conclusions without knowing properly what the situation is.
سریع میپریم به اون مرحله آخر تصمیم گیری بدون اینکه بدونیم شرایط اون شخص یا اون جایی که ایشون داره ازش حل میشه چی هست.
But we need to be patient, need to wait upon God about that person.
اما باید یه مقدار صبرانه منتظر باشیم که ببینیم کار خداوند در اون شخص داره زندگی او چی هست.
I know in Farsi, if someone annoys you, you say, I'm tired of that person.
میدونم که شما در زبان فارسی اگه کسی بهتون آزار برسونه میگید میگه از دستش خسته شدم.
I've had enough of them.
دیگه نمیخوام باشم.
Maybe you go on to somebody else and then after a month you have enough of them, tired of them, so you go to somebody else.
میگید دوباره یکی دیگه ولی بعد این ما از اونا هم خسته میشیم میگید نه دیگه اینم نمیخوام خسته شدم میرید دوباره زار یکی.
Who are you tired of now? Who will it be next month? Somebody else again.
بعد این ما دوباره از اون خسته میشیم میرید اون زار یکی دیگه.
You're like a butterfly. It stops here, it stops there, it stops somewhere else. Tired of that butterfly. And God says that He's working in people's lives, and who are we to judge them like that? He actually calls us to be patient with each other. Not to judge in that way, but to speak words of life. To look and see what God is doing in their lives. And to look and see what God is doing. Because if you're a person who waits upon God, it changes the way you see other people. If someone annoys you, your first decision is not to say, I'm tired of them.
اگه شما کسی شما رو خسته میکنه اذیت میکنه اولین تصمیمتون این نباشه که بگین ای بابا دیگه خسته شدم.
But you go to God and you say, God, what are you doing in their life? What's happening in their life?
بعد شما باید برید در خلوت خودتون و خداوند بپرسید خداوند توی زندگی این شخص داری چی کار کنی و چه اتفاقی داری؟
How can I encourage them to be the person that you're calling them to be?
چطوری من میتونم اونها رو تشویق کنم که فردی باشن که تو اونها رو خوندی برای اون؟
Because judging people is a form of not waiting. It's not trusting God.
به خاطر اینکه قضاوت کردن یک نحوی از صبر نکردن برای خدا و توکل نکردن.
Now please don't misunderstand me.
لطفاً اشتباه نگیرید چیزی که
Sometimes we do need to make an assessment of what someone's up to and the way they're acting in the world.
بعضی وقتا ما نیاز داریم که ارزیابی بکنیم که یه سری اشخاص توی زندگیشون چیکار دارن میکنن و چه مرحله‌ای دارن میگذرن.
Sometimes we need to see if they're doing something that's not good. Maybe you need to realize they're not a trustworthy person, for example. But that's different from making just a negative judgment, like I'm finished with them, don't want anything to do with
them.
Because even if you see that someone's in a bad way,
برای اینکه حتی اگر شما ببینید که یک شخصی توی یک راه غیر درستی هست
You can still be lifting them up to the Lord. Lord, what are you doing in their life?
شما هنوز میتونید اونها رو در نظر خداوند ببرید و ببینید که خداوند
What are you calling them into? What are you calling them into?
برای چه چیزی اونها رو خوندید؟
When I look at you all, I don't think just of you in terms of where you are now.
وقتی من شما رو میبینم فقط شما رو در این بود نمیبینم که اشخاصی که امروز هستید
I think of you in terms of where God is calling you to be.
من شما رو جوری می‌بینم که ببینم خداوند شما رو برای چه چیزی خونده که باشید.
I see the champion that God is raising up in you.
من قهرمانی رو می‌بینم که خداوند داره در شما رشد میده.
And I'm waiting for God to bring that about.
و من منتظر کار خداوند هستم که اون رو انجام بده.
So I look at you not with judgment but with hope.
پس من به شما با نگاه قضاوت نگاه نمی‌کنم بلکه با نگاه امید.
It's like you have a child, you know, a little boy or a girl. You look at them, you don't just see the child, you see the adult that is growing up in front of
you.
Or you wonder what sort of man or what sort of woman is this child going to be? And in God, that's how we can see each other. We can wait upon God to see what God is doing in each other's lives. So I've mentioned four different ways in which we don't wait upon God. One is to give in to despair. Another is just to switch off. And just don't care. Another is to act too quickly. And not seek guidance from God. Another is the way we deal with people, it's judging people instead of looking for what God is doing in their lives.
و اون یکی این هست که ما خیلی سریع راجع به دیگران قضاوت میکنیم و نمیبینیم که کار خداوند در زندگی اونها چه چیزی هست.
This is a big issue for you in this congregation.
و این توی این مراسم شاید یه اشکال خیلی بزرگی برای شما باشه.
I really want you to wait upon the Lord for each other to see what God is doing in your lives.
من واقعا میخوام که شما توی کار خداوند منتظر باشید ببینید که خداوند توی زندگی یکدیگرتون داره چیکار میکنه نه اینکه زود همدیگر رو رضاوت کنید.
But the fifth area that we don't wait upon the Lord is we're driven by fear.
و آخرین راه پنجمین راه که ما منتظر خداوند نمیشیم این هست که ما آرزوهامون رو در ترس با ترس همراه
میکنیم. Fear just drives us.
و ترس و ترسی که ما رو کنترل میکنه.
Remember the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear.
به یاد داشته باشید که کتاب مقدس میگه روح ترس رو به ما نداد.
But he's given us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind.
بلکه اون روح قوت و روح خودش و روحی که متوکل بر او هست رو به ما بخش.
If you're motivated by fear, you'll just make all sorts of bad choices.
اگر شما با ترس کاری رو انجام میدید، مطمئن باشید که اون کارتون تصمیم بد خواهد.
Now all these things make us tired.
حالا همه این چیزها ما رو خسته میکنن.
Living in despair makes us exhausted with life.
زندگی در اضطراب در ما رو خسته میکنه و احساس خستگی از همه چی بهمون دست میده.
Acting too quickly, running into things that are not seeking God, that just exhausts us because we make bad decisions. When I made that bad decision to live with that older lady, we were just completely, Debbie and I were just completely exhausted by everything that happened.
وقتی که من اون تصمیم اشتباه رو گرفتم که بریم با مقام پیرزن بد اخلاق زندگی بکنیم واقعا با اون تصمیم من باعث شد که هم خودم و هم زندگیم بسیار خسته و ناامید بشیم.
And if you're judging people all the time, you also get tired. You get tired of people, tired of relationships. It's not good for your soul.
اگر شما کسی هستید که دائما دارید دیگران رو قضاوت می‌کنید، شما هم خسته می‌شید. خسته از مردم، خسته از روابط، خسته از همه کسایی که دور و برت می‌بینید.
If you live in fear, it exhausts you as well.
اگر در زندگی در ترس زندگی می‌کنید، اون هم می‌تونه شما رو خسته بکنه و ناامید.
But the word of God says that if we wait for the Lord, we will receive strength from Him.
اما کلام خدا میگه اگر ما منتظر خداوند باشیم، قوت خودش رو به ما خواهد.
He gives strength to those who are tired.
او قوت خودش رو به خستگان میبخشد.
He gives power to the weak.
او قدرت میده به کسانی که ضعیف هستند.
Even it says here, even a young man gets exhausted sometimes.
در کلام میگه حتی یک شخص جوان هم خسته میشه.
But he says those who hope in the Lord will get their strength back again.
اما کلام میگه آنانی که بر خداوند توکل دارند هیچگاه خسته نخواهند.
He says they will soar on wings like eagles.
میگه اونها بر مثل بالهای مانند اوغا بر هوا پرواز میکنند.
How many of you have watched an eagle or a bird flying and just sort of soaring in the sky? These big birds, they look for the updraft, the air, the hot air that's rising into the sky, and they fly into that, and that air just raises them up so high and high in the sky. Sometimes they can go up 1,000, 2,000 feet, very high into the sky, just by riding the winds. They don't even have to flap their wings, they can just soar, like gliding, as high as they need to go. And the scriptures say that in God you can run and you won't get tired. You can walk and walk and walk, but you won't get faint. How do you find that strength? It is by waiting upon God, listening to Him. Spending time to be with Him. Waiting to let the Lord speak to you. Reading the scriptures so that He can feed you. Maybe you're tired because you're not actually being fed by the Word of God. If you stopped eating, you'd get tired. If you don't have your rice, or your Weet-Bix, or your coffee, or whatever it is, you know, that you need to get energy, then you get tired. But if you wait upon the Lord, if you listen to God, then your spirit gets fed and you get strength. This is the secret to having strength and vitality in your spiritual life, is to wait on the Lord. Now, I know Iranian people are all different. There's lots of differences between some of you talk a lot, some of you are very quiet. But I know in general that Iranian people are very doers. You want to do something. You want to have jobs. You want to do something in the church. You don't like sitting around. And I just love that about you. I think it's a fantastic
characteristic.
I think Iranian people will change the world. But if you want to change the world for God, in His way, then you need to learn how to rest in Him, how to listen to Him.
باید یاد بگیرید که چگونه در او استراحت کنید و منتظر او باشید.
You have to listen first.
باید اول گوش بدید.
And then act.
بعد عمل.
Jesus did amazing things.
عیسی مسیح کارهای خارق‌العاده‌ای انجام داد.
He healed the sick.
Sorry.
He healed the sick.
مریضان رو شفا داد.
He raised the dead.
مردگان رو زنده کرد.
But he would spend the evenings and the nights sometimes just being with God, listening to God.
اما او از ها و شبها رو معمولاً می‌گذرون که فقط با خداوند پدر.
He acted out of his time with the Lord.
او
his father.
او فقط در زمانی که پدرش رو خونده بود کار می‌کرد.
If the Son of God needed to do that, then we need to as well.
اگر پسر خدا این کارا رو انجام می‌داد، ما هم باید همین کار رو بکنیم و منتظر باشیم.
So doing is good, it's not bad to be active.
اشتباه نگیرید، کار کردن و اکتیو بودن بد نیست.
But your actions need to come out of a relationship with God.
اما اعمال شما باید از رابطه شما با خدا بسنجد.
And that means we need to know how to wait for Him, how to listen to Him.
و راهش این است که شما منتظر یاد بگیرید چجوری منتظر او و منتظر کار.
Sometimes we have to be patient, we have to wait for a while.
خیلی وقتا باید صبور باشید، باید برای مدت زمانی صبر کنید.
And if you don't know how to wait for God, then he will teach you that you need to learn how to wait.
اما اگر شما نمیدونید که چجوری باید منتظر خدا باشید، او خود شما رو تعلیم میده که چگونه.
Sometimes we experience disappointments and frustrations because we haven't learned how to wait for him.
بعضی وقتا ما ناامید میشیم و احساس غمگینی به ما دست میده به خاطر اینکه نمیدونیم چجوری باید به او توسل کنیم.
And I would just love you to be a people who knows how to wait for God, how to listen to God.
و من خیلی دوست دارم شما مردمی باشین که میدونن چجوری باید صبر کنن و منتظر کار کنن.
When I was a kid, we used to have chickens in our house. And they used to lay eggs for us.
Sorry?
They used to lay eggs. They lay eggs, chickens
got
eggs. And also sometimes we used to eat the chickens for dinner. You know, if you cut a chicken's head off, sometimes the chicken runs around without a head for a few minutes. They have no head, they're just running and running. Have you ever seen that? You've never seen that? You have, a few of you have. Well, sometimes we try and live like that, you know. We have this expression in English, Australian English.
It's
running around like a chook without a head. But don't be like that. Don't just be busy, busy, busy. Listen to your father first. Spend time with him. Let your spirit be fed. And out of that, you gain strength. If you're just feeling tired of life and tired of lots of things, maybe that's why. Because you need to learn how to wait for the Lord. I'd like to pray with you all now.